On young Albert Ramsbottom's birthday, his parents asked what he'd like most. He said to see Tower of London and gaze upon Anne Boleyn's ghost. They thought this request were unusual, and at first to refuse were inclined, till Pa said a trip to Metrollops might broaden the little lad's mind. They took Sharrybank up to London and got there at 4:45. Then, seeing as pubs wasn't open, they went straight away to the Tower. They didn't think much to the building. 'Twern't what they'd been led to suppose, and the bad word Tower didn't impress them. They said Blackpool had got one of those. At last Albert found a beef-eater and filled the old chap with alarm by asking for ghost of Anne Boleyn as carried her head neath her arm. Said beef-eater, "You ought to come Fridays if it's ghost of Anne Boleyn you seek. Her union now limits her output and she only gets one walk a week. But," he said, "if it's ghosts that you're after, there's Lady Jane Grey's to be seen. She runs around chased by the headsman at midnight on Thold Tower Green." They waited on Green till near midnight. Then, thinking they'd time for a sup, they took out what food they brought with them and waited for ghosts to turn up. On first stroke of 12, up jumped Albert, his mouth full of cold dripping toast. With his stick with the horse's head handle, he pointed and said, "Here's the ghost." They felt their skins going all goosey as Lady Jane's spectre drew near, and Albert fair swallowed his tonsils when the headsman and all did appear. The headsman chased Jane round the grass patch. They saw his axe flash in the moon, and seeing his poor lass were headless, they wondered what next he would prune. He suddenly caught sight of Albert as midnight was on its last chime. As he lifted his axe, Father murmured, "We'll get the insurance this time." At that, Mother Rose, taking umbrage, she said, "Put that cleaver away. You're not cutting our Albert's head off. Yon collar were clean on today." The brave little lad stood undaunted till the ghosts were within half a pace. Then, taking the toast he were eating, slapped it dripping side down in ghost's face. 'Twere a proper setback for the headsman. He let out one howl of despair. Then, taking his lady friend with him, he disappeared, just like that there. When Pa saw the way as they vanished, he trembled with fear and looked blue, till Ma went and patted his shoulder and said, "It's all right, lad, we saw it too." Some say 'twere the dripping has done it. From a roast leg of mutton it came, and as Steadsman had been a beef-eater, they reckoned he vanished from shame. And around Tower Green from that moment, they've ne'er seen the sign of a ghost. But when beef-eaters go on night duty, they take slices of cold dripping toast.